The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I know I've said this before, but I mean it now. I am so excited. I have hunted this man down. I have tracked him down. I was given a mission to find this guy, and I found him, and he's in the house. Dame Drops is in the house.
Yes, yes. And how are we doing today?
Great. Fantastic. Thank you for being here. So people are going, who this guy, they probably know who you are, but you are the food titan.
Yes.
That's what you are.
That is
and
who I am.
To set this up, folks, if you know anything about social media, this is a guy that has 139,000 followers on Instagram, 3.1 million followers on Facebook, and what am I leaving out?
1.7 million on YouTube, where it all began.
Where it all began. Yeah, how did it begin, Dame? Tell us a little bit about, we're going to talk about what you do and how you've gotten to be famous and that you're right here in Connecticut. You're a famous man. So how'd you get started in doing what you do? Tell our listeners what you do.
All right. So, Ann, I have to take you back to the beginning in order for us to arrive where we are, right? And for me, it actually starts in big box retail. Like, I spent over 14 years working in big box retail. So we're talking about Home Depot, 6 years. Lowe's, 6 years. Walmart in Rocky Hill for almost 2 years.
Stocking shelves?
Big box retail. I was the manager.
You were the manager.
I was the manager.
You were the boss.
The man behind the plan. Maybe not the store manager, but I was right below the store manager. That's the zone manager, as they would say. And it was all overnight. I was the third shift. It was a third shift life. That's probably why I can't sleep well today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun, right?
Right?
I didn't understand at that time, being in big box retail management, it was setting me up for this current life that I have today, because it allows for me to better manage myself. Time management is already understood. I don't have to figure anything out when those deals come in, unless I can't handle it and I have to grab, you know, my lawyer that's out there in New York. I could do it on my own, right?
Right.
Because nobody could pitch me better than I could pitch myself.
Absolutely.
And then you got to do it with energy.
Yes, you do. You have to have energy, and you got that background now. You got that solid foundation. And then you said, okay, I'm done working for corporate big box.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to do my thing. And
so
your thing
is just this. You figure YouTube started in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing YouTube in 2007 with spoken word. So poetry. I was doing poetry in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and that's how I started my YouTube channel. Right.
Right.
So this whole entire food persona wasn't there just yet. That didn't start until 2009, which was the same time when I was working for Walmart. Walmart had given even management an hour lunch break. It's unheard of. You don't get an hour lunch, especially as a manager.
No,
but at Walmart, you do.
Okay.
Right? So I'm like, okay, for years I've been used to a half hour. What am I going to do with this extra time? I was like, hold on. I had a little Kodak bloggy. And I was using that when I was filming my random things for YouTube already. So I would take the Kodak bloggy, I would put it on my steering wheel, and whatever I had for lunch, be it McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what I would upload to YouTube. Well, believe it or not, that's when the views really started to pile on slowly. See, before with the spoken word, I would get maybe like 80 views, 100 views, talking about fast food, which everybody knew at that time, right?
Absolutely.
It, hey, you know what? 500 views started sliding through. 1,000 views started coming in. 2,000 views started. I was like, oh, what's going on?
And you're hilarious.
Yeah,
you're absolutely hilarious.
Thank you.
And you don't always, you know, kiss up to the people whose food you're eating.
No,
either,
not at all.
Right? You're very open. You're very honest.
Right.
Right? So, and your personality. And so then you're doing this on your lunch break. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
So basically 3 years of doing food reviews on YouTube. 2012 is when everything changed. 2012, so there was an individual who said, hey, Dame, slide over to Five Guys. And his name was ZDAR25. I remember that. I remember his screen name, ZDAR25. On YouTube, it was a comedy. He's like, Dame, go ahead and do Five Guys. Never heard of Five Guys. So I looked up Five Guys on my phone. There happened to be one in Farmington, Connecticut, across from Tunxus College.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, well, let me go ahead and slide up over there, right? I go to Five Guys, my first time in there. I'm looking around. You know, I see the little big box of peanuts and then peanut shells were all over the floor. I'm like, why did he send me here? This is crazy. And so I'm looking at the menu at the time, and the menu was real basic. It was just hot dogs and burgers, nothing special, right? So I was like, all right, whatever. Let me just go ahead and get myself a, I asked for a double cheeseburger, and I was like, let me get a double cheeseburger. Let me go ahead and get some fries, and let me just get a drink. All right, boom. I take it back to my Jeep Compass, because that's what I was driving at the time, a little small white Jeep Compass. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there, and I'm setting up to do my review as I normally do. I have my little camera set up, boom, boom, boom. And at this time, the camera changed already, because we're about a couple years into doing food reviews. So now I remember, I think it was like a JVC camera.
Ooh, you moved up.
I'm moving from the Kodak blogging. I'm on JVC now. So I have my little JVC set up right there. And I begin by opening the bag. But before I opened the bag, I noticed this bag was not normal. It wasn't a regular fast food bag. This bag didn't have any kind of Five Guys branding on it. It just had a whole bunch of grease stains. I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Why is this bag so greasy? I was like, this food's about to be crazy. So, I talk about the grease on the camera and all that good stuff. And I caught a little ghetto grocery bag because that's what I remember. You know, when I was a kid in school, my mother wrapping my books in whatever Stop and Shop bags we would get. So that's what the bag reminded me of, a little ghetto grocery bag.
Couldn't afford those book covers. Right? I know that story. Yep.
Yeah. So then I open it up, and then all I see is foil, like a big hunk, and I see a lot of foil. I'm like, is my burger wrapped in foil? What happened to the regular like burger wraps that McDonald's or Burger King? No, it was just a big hunk wrapped in foil. I was like, well, let me go ahead and take that bad boy out. I'll take it out, put it off to the side. Then I noticed my bag is flooded with fries. The fries are not just in the fry container.
Oh, they're in the bottom.
They're in the whole, all over. That's where all the grease is happening, right? So I was like, well, let me go ahead and try one of these fries because they didn't give me regular fries. Why are my fries seasoned? I was like, what kind of fries are these? Right? And so I take the fry out. And I take a bite, and it was a crispy fry. And that was that Cajun seasoning right there.
Good or bad?
That was flavorful. That was amazing. And it wasn't just good. It was amazing. I took that bite. It was crispy. I had to break it down in front of the camera and show the people what I was dealing with. Because this wasn't your average French fry in any kind of fast food establishment. This fry was an elevated fry. Mm-hmm. This fry had bite back. I had to talk about that. So now, the fry is so good, I'm looking forward to what's happening in that big hunk of foil.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to show it to them. I bring the foil up. They see what's happening. I peel the foil back, right? I peel it back slow, like you peel a banana.
Oh, yeah.
And as I'm peeling it back slow, and the cheese is holding on for dear life. The cheese is a jungle gym of cheese holding from the foil back to the burger. I said, what's going on here? I keep peeling the foil back, and then I just see bun kind of expose itself. I see some bacon. I didn't even ask for bacon, but I see a little bit of bacon up over there. And I see two patties. I was like, ooh, this is about to be crazy. Right? So I remember actually taking a bite of this monstrosity. It's not a burger at this point in time. It's too big. I take a bite of this monstrosity, and I think a single tear fell from my face when it happened because the flavors came rushing in all at once.
You
that
cried?
Beef was well seasoned. I cried.
You cried.
Just a little bit. Grown man.
A tear.
Over a burger.
Wow.
It happened. It happened. All right, that cheese was everything. The cheese was cascading down, slid down with ease, brought everything back just a little bit further, and the crispiness of the bacon is what set that whole burger off. That crispiness right there, I was like, this is not your regular fast food bacon story whatsoever, at all. This is the next level burger out there. It's going to change people's lives. And it did, just that.
And it
changed
your life.
Because that was the very video that actually went viral.
Wow.
And this is how it happened. So I was heavy on Facebook back then. I mean, I'm on Facebook now, but I was heavy on Facebook back then because there wasn't a lot of social media platforms, but Facebook was one that was nicely growing. I remember getting a message from a gentleman, and he said, Dame, just to let you know, I loved your Five Guys video so much, I took it, and here's a link. I put it on Reddit. Now, this is 2012. I never heard of Reddit. I didn't know what Reddit was. Mm-hmm. I just clicked on the link, and I noticed that there was a green arrow and then a down arrow next to my video. And it was green, and it was just kind of just going up, right? And it was like on page 2 of Reddit. I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. I remember going to work, and at the time, I left Walmart, and now I'm working for CarMax in Hartford as a buyer, right? And I'm driving to work, and my phone is going crazy. It's just like, I'm like, oh, is someone trying to call me? What's going on? Yeah. I had to pull over to the side of the road. And I look at my phone, and it's all new notifications of new subscribers on my YouTube channel.
Wow.
Now, at the time, right before the craziness and the madness had started, I think I was probably maybe, I don't know, I want to say maybe about like 8,000 subscribers at the time when it happened. Yeah, the 8,000 quickly changed because these are all new subscribers coming in, don't know where they're coming from. At the time, in order to go viral, you had to be mentioned by a bigger YouTuber. So back then, of course, it was, you know, Smosh. And then it was Ray William Johnson with Equals 3. And then there was the PewDiePies of the world, right?
Right.
So if they mentioned your video, then boom, everybody's coming over.
Right, all their followers are over to your coming to your platform. Right.
So I was like, oh, I gotta get to work. Let me go ahead and get to work. Boom, I get to work. I'm still early. I'm like 15 minutes early, right? So it gives me time to try to start doing my research. So now I'm looking on PewDiePie's channel. He didn't mention me. I'm looking on Smosh's channel. They didn't mention me. It was to him. They didn't mention me. Ray William Johnson, no, he didn't mention me. I'm like, what's going on? Somebody had to mention me somewhere, right? Now, I go back to my actual YouTube page, and remember, that morning we were at 8,000,
right?
We're over 50,000.
Wow.
50,000 subscribers from the 8. It's all the same day.
Unbelievable.
All right? I'm like, what is going on? This is going crazy, but I'm getting excited about it, and I'm at work. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to do my job today? I'm getting all these new subscribers. Like, something is happening. Something's bigger than me that's going down right now. I get a message around lunchtime from the same kid who actually told me that he put my video on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, damn, did you see what's going on Reddit with your video? I was like, no. He's like, go ahead and click that link again. I click the link again. I am now on page one in the middle.
Wow.
I'm in the middle.
Wow.
It's still going up. And the comments of the video are just going, everybody's loving it. Everybody's loving the video. Boom, boom, boom.
And that people was the fuel for your fire.
That was the fuel right there.
That's where it started.
That was the spark.
Unbelievable. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dame Drops, and he is just a food titan. I mean, I've got your bio here in front of me. I can't go through it all because it's pretty impressive. We already know the Walmart stuff and the CarMax stuff. But, I mean, let's talk a little bit about some of the places that you've been. You know, NBC News, Gawker, The Daily Dot, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Epic Mealtime episodes, to the Travel Channel. So did all this lead to that?
That sparked all of this. So once you start going viral, that's when everybody and their mama wants a piece of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Companies know you go viral, they go viral.
Ching-ching.
Yeah, ching-ching. They all see dollar signs, right? So the first individual to see the potential, and believe it or not, which was strange for me, was the staff at the Dr. Oz show.
Really?
Right? He's all about health. Back then, you know, he's all about the health.
Eating Five Guys, greasy fries.
Greasy burgers, fries. He doesn't want to hear about all that, right? But they wanted me on the show.
Wow.
It was about to be my first TV anything. Right? I'm like, oh, I'm going to be on Dr. Ross. All right, this is going to be cool, you know. So I'm on Dr. Ross. I remember I brought the wife, brought my mom's with me. And I was big then. I was a big boy. I was over 400 pounds then.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a big boy. I was getting busy with the food. Dr. Ross, of course, wanted to save my life. He was like, listen, the things that you do with a burger, it's amazing because you got the world talking right now. Everybody's tuned in. We've all seen it. I've seen it more than once. What can you do with an apple? I said, make a pie. what you want me to do with that? What you want me to do with that thing?
Add a lot of sugar and
some
butter.
Yeah, add some sugar, get some cinnamon up off in there. You know, some dough and bake that bad boy up. But he wanted me on his team, but on the healthy side. And that wasn't my focus. That's not what I was doing. That's not what I wanted my brand to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I declined. I ended up doing a second episode on the Dr. Oz show. We were talking about headaches and what caused them. I remember that. But from the Dr. Oz show, the folks at Jimmy Fallon found me on Dr. Oz. They found me on YouTube. They found me on Dr. Oz. So then they were like, Dame, we need you on Jimmy Fallon. We need you to do exclusive videos for Jimmy, do some exclusive food reviews. And I ended up doing two exclusives. The first one was McDonald's McRib, and it was 2014. I remember like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was for Valentine's Day. You know those Russell Stover's like Valentine's Day boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Various chocolates and something different aside. So I ended up doing that review as well. And those were the two videos that Jimmy put out there. And my name at the time, it wasn't even Dame Drops. It was like still Ghetto News Network. So it was like Ghetto NN. I remember coming up under Jimmy Fallon. Look, this is a national TV show. You would hope the name would have been Dame Drops by that time.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Under Jimmy Fallon, it was like youtube.com/GhettoNN. Funniest thing ever. I loved it.
But then you decided after you might want to rebrand.
We're going to rebrand after Jimmy. We're going to rebrand just a little bit after Jimmy. So, you know, Dame Drops happened because my name is Damon Patterson, right? And everybody would just call me Dame in high school. And people always want to know, you know, where Dame Drops come from. So Dame drops a new food review every single week, right? So then I had to shorten that up because that wasn't going to be the name of the channel. So Dame Drops.
Yes. Makes sense.
Yeah, they know.
That's
how that works.
So then you start monetizing your talent.
Yes, yes. Well, I started monetizing in 2012 when I went viral.
Okay.
I was smart enough to go ahead and jump in the program, got accepted. And you want to be accepted before your first video goes viral. You don't want to miss out on that money. That viral money is different.
But you did, right? Oh, you kind of missed out on it, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I was right on time.
Okay.
Right on time.
Nice.
It's always good knowing
somebody. Because I don't think people all realize, you know, with social media, when you get to that many followers, then that's when it starts to make big bucks.
Yes.
So we got a big bucks guy in here. But back to the Dr. Oz guy. So you were how many pounds when you were on Dr. Oz?
Over 400.
And what do you know?
I am 334.
Yay. So you did eat a few apples.
Got a few apples. Hit the gym a little bit, you know, started shedding the pounds.
There you go.
Know, that's kind of how that works out.
So let's share with our listeners now. We'll do this again at the end because I don't want people to miss out. Share your social media platforms where people can find your stuff. It's hilarious. It's great. You're not always happy with everything you eat.
No.
So what social media are you on and how can people find you?
On YouTube, that's where I do all of my food reviews Monday through Friday. That's Dame Drops, DAYMDROPS. All right. And the two main platforms that I do utilize would be YouTube and Instagram. I call them night and day because that's exactly what they are. Don't expect the food on Instagram. Instagram is more my other persona. It's Dame After Dark.
Ooh.
On Instagram. Make sure your kids don't end up over there. But it's official Dame Drops on Instagram. Official. So that's the only difference. Yeah, you put the official in there and it kind of gives it that full on stamp.
So no more corporate America.
Oh, I don't know.
This is, you're your own boss now.
Ever since October 25th, 2012.
How happy are you?
It feels amazing.
But you don't always like everything you eat, right? Not everybody
gets
it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. That's the thing. Here's the problem with the food influencers of today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They haven't figured out the game. I call it what it is. They have not figured out the game. If you can't be honest up front, you'll never be. From day one, you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to understand if it's good, it's great. But if it's bad, don't just say it's bad, but you got to speak on that. Because people that follow you have that expectation of the truth. They don't want to just hear that everything's amazing,
right,
that everything is good, that, oh my goodness, you got to come here today even though I hated it, but you got to come here today because they're paying me to say it. No, that's not the case. Companies knew from day one, you can't pay me to say that something's good. It's not going to happen.
Right, like you eat the Valentine candy, and if you don't like the Valentine candy on Jimmy Fallon, you're going to tell people, I don't like the Valentine candy.
And the best part about Jimmy was like, damn, however you may feel about anything that you review, make sure you're honest about it. I was like, Jimmy, that's who I am.
Like that McRib thing, I got to tell you, I can't even try it. It just, you know, form to look like ribs. I mean, I just can't. It seems like, you know, anti-religious or something. So what was your feedback on the rib McRib?
That it was what it was. It was just okay. It wasn't amazing. Uh-huh. It wasn't, hey, ooh, I got some great ribs in front of me. You don't have ribs in front of you.
No.
You have something that looks like ribs in front of you, and it doesn't even look like ribs. It might be a rib patty, a riblet, a portion of a rib that's been depressed for a long time. Like, that's what you have. You have a little depression on your plate with some bread and onions and pickles and some sauce.
So you're your own boss. You do what you do.
Yeah.
Talk about life today. What's the future look like? What's today look like?
So right now, we are currently working on my own show. And when I say we, I'm talking about my team. You see Dale up over there, Mr. BTS behind the scenes on the grind. The co-host, my brother Badlands Chugs, is in the building right here.
He's famous in his own accord.
Yeah, already.
Right? Oh, my
already.
Gosh.
This is Mr. Chug Champion over there. You need anything Chug, he's going to make it happen. he's doing big things up over there. Mr. 3 million on TikTok, over 3 million on YouTube. Mr. Major League Eating Champion over here.
You need to sit in the chair next.
This is the man right here.
Wow,
right? This is my brother right here. His family.
Right.
And then, of course, of Lucid Productions, we have Jason right here.
Yep.
And he is the producing the Eating Off Script Food Challenge show.
Wow.
So that's what we're filming ourselves, funding ourselves. And we shoot it out of Norwalk, Connecticut, out of a production studio, Space 67 Studios on Wall Street. And it's amazing. The show's going along great. Have some amazing guests. You know, they're very brave women and men that come on my show because you have to be. Because, and the whole time, you're blindfolded until the end.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can I be a guest?
Yeah, of course, and I got you. You know what I'm saying? Say less.
Well, that's great. So this is kind of a pilot thing. Maybe somebody's going to get picked up. It might get syndicated. What's
no,
the plan?
I'm giving it back to the same community that gave to me. Like, it's great to always put a show together and then put it out to a network and watch it get torn and picked apart.
Yeah.
And for them to give you feedback of everything that you needed to change. And all of a sudden, your creative juices are all
gone.
Squeezed out and done.
Yep.
No. This right here is going to be back home. Like, this is going to be Patreon and YouTube, you know, Facebook, back to the socials. And I'm going to go back to having fun with it. I want to retain my creative control so I can do whatever I want to do. I don't need notes. If any notes are coming, they're coming from me. That means I wake up and tell myself, damn, this is what we're going to change.
Yep.
Those are the notes.
And that's such a talent. You know, that's mm-hmm. such a, you know, an internal talent that not everybody has. And that's why you're so good at what you do. And that's why when I tracked you down, I said, hey, you want to help us out and be our food critic for the Berlin Fair? Because yeah. the Berlin Fair, it's coming up. It's in September. It's from September 12th to the 15th. Mm-hmm. And food is a big piece of that. And this right. is our 75th anniversary. So we've got some new items that you are going to try. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get your constructive feedback on that. I mean, yeah. some of the same old stuff will be out there. So we're excited. We're going to have you on site and trying some things. They've got a new taco booth. They've got the Rockland Cow Sunday, which used to be a favorite there, that's coming back. Chicken and waffles on a skewer.
Okay.
That's going to be interesting, right? Mm-hmm. And what else have they got? Let's see. I got my little list here. All kinds of things. They're just going to have crispy tater tots. They're going to have buffalo chicken. All kinds of interesting things. So it's going to be interesting to see what you think. So all of your viewers and all of your listeners and all of your followers mm-hmm. can see what you think about the Berlin Fair food. So we're excited to have you.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
That's going to be so much fun. So what does the future look like for you then? You're working on this piece mm-hmm. and
food reviews are forever.
Forever.
Right. Like, okay. I don't see myself retiring from the game anytime soon.
Why would you?
There's no need to. At the end of the day, folks still need the real. They still need to know that things out there are not amazing at all times. And there's things out there that are. And there's things out there that if you do some tweaking to it, it could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to be and call yourself a food critic, food influencer, anything that has to do with food, you got to be all encompassing. Please right. don't be just, you know, one dimensional. Don't be that person. Don't be that proud. I don't want to go through your pages. I don't want to go through your TikTok, your Instagram. I don't want to go through your YouTube and see everything positive. I'm going to just block you. Okay. I'm going to block yeah. you because you're not being genuine.
Right.
You're not being your, right. your actual
and
self.
And instead, people are hitting follow, follow, follow.
Follow. Nah, you got to follow the
where
real.
Where did this come from? Where did your personality and where did mm-hmm. this just, you're just like a bright light. Where did this come from?
My mom's. That's Mama Drops right there. Valerie Patterson, of course. You know, she gave birth to this magnificence before you and this chocolate greatness right here. You know what I mean?
Ouch.
That's mom's right there. Like, mom has a great personality all the time. And life is too short. Life is too short to be sad, to be broken down, to just have all that negative energy about you
of
every
course.
Single day.
I love
because
it.
Because you don't know what the next 5 minutes is going to bring, let alone the next minute.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and plan off for the next 10 years. You might not be here for those 10.
Right.
You have right now.
Exactly.
Anything that you plan on doing, make it happen right now. Don't think about it. Don't say, this is what I would like to do. No. I'm going to start plotting this out, blah, 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 this, that, and the third, because that day may never arrive.
Right. And you're a dad and you're a father, too.
Yes. Two girls. Caitlin and Deja.
And he's still smiling.
All the time. Those are my babies right there. All the time.
All right. So let's share with everybody again all of your social media platforms. Instagram, Official Dame Drops.
Yes.
So just go to Official Dame Drops. Facebook, some of our listeners are still on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dame Drops Official. And YouTube, where you've got 1.7 million. Now it's going to go up to 2 million probably after this show.
Of course. maybe even three.
At Dame, D-A-Y-M Drops.
Yes.
And also, you might run into this big guy and his posse, his security detail. out at the Berlin Fair as well. You know, the other thing is, I hope you'll stick around a little bit. They've got some great music that's going to be out there. They've mm-hmm. got some Soul Sound Reviews going to be playing.
Sounds like something from Motown.
Oh, yeah. It'll get you moving. It'll get you shaking. So we've got just a few minutes left, and I just love people like you to kind of end a program with. You've kind of given us your best piece of advice, but, you know, as you look at someone who's kind of stuck in a grind, mm-hmm. you know, getting that paycheck, working for corporate America, you had your health insurance. I was in the same boat. We both jumped off that boat. Look at you now.
Yeah.
And I know I am happier than I've ever been in my life. What is your advice for people? If you have something, share it with people, right?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Look, I look at the world as that Thanksgiving meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going into Thanksgiving, regardless be that you're vegan or that you actually love meat, you know what it is that you
No vegans listen to this show.
That's all right. You never know. You might have one or two out there kind of sprinkled around.
I hope not.
But you know what it is that you like. You know what it is that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what that passion is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go into Thanksgiving saying to yourself, let me go somewhere where I do not want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So why are you waking up every single day saying that to yourself.
Yeah.
Let me go somewhere I do not want to be.
No.
You want to work for yourself at the end of the day. Yes, there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days.
Sure.
But they're going to be your days.
That's right. And you're in control.
You're in control.
Yep.
Yeah, at a corporation, at any given job, you're just a number. If you enjoy being a number, then keep going to that job. But if you want to be somebody important versus just being a number, then you get up and you grind for who you are.
Absolutely. You know, and I love the Thanksgiving dinner analogy. You know why? I won't go to anybody else's house for Thanksgiving because I don't want to eat your crappy dressing.
That's right.
You don't cook your turkey the way I do.
That's right.
You're not going to have chocolate cream pie. Your mashed potatoes aren't going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm staying right here. I'm having my own Thanksgiving.
I could do analogies with food all day.
<It's great. laughs> I bet you could. And I wish we had all day, but we're out of time. So thank you so much for coming into the house
today and
sharing your passion and all of your enthusiasm with
thanks
our audience.
Definitely.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin. And we'll see you back here again next weekend.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.